This is 95.9 The Rat. You're not in the real rock station. Here you go. The No Sweat News for today.
Metallica tickets on the line tomorrow. No Sweat News quiz around 7:15.
I got three gems for you, Dave.
Okay.
All right. Dateline New York City. It takes real dedication to gratuitous extravagance to come anywhere near this.
Oh, my Lord.
Somebody is selling... has made a world record for most expensive milkshake.
Ooh.
Some restaurant in New York City is selling a $100 milkshake.
With gold?
And it's set the Guinness Book of World Record for most expensive milkshake. And yes, to answer your question, there is gold on top.
I was joking.
They imported milk from cows in the Channel Islands, ice cream from Tahiti, a caramel sauce from Venezuela, who knew?
Okay.
Imported maraschino cherries from Italy,
uh-huh,
and edible gold on top. It'll cost you $100.
All right. The other way to do it is you could go to a 7-Eleven, pick up Breyers, milk, and a spoon, make it yourself.
You're good to go for, what, $7.95?
Yeah. With all due respect,
come on,
I don't understand the expensive food trend, like the $100, you know, right, hamburger and all
hamburger
that kind of thing.
For $450 in Las,
yeah,
Vegas, Dave.
Right.
It was delicious.
Because it was made from, like, the meat of a unicorn
right,
on some, like, fantastical island that no one's ever heard of.
The imported unicorn meat. None of this domestic unicorn for
no,
me,
no,
thanks.
No. It's got to be finely seared unicorn meat.
Yeah. Massaged like the Kobe beef.
With leprechaun dust sprinkled on top of
right,
it. Like,
right,
you know, I'm sorry. Food is food.
A $100 milkshake. Thanks, pal.
You're talking to a guy who also eats five Jersey Mike subs a week.
Well, this is true. Yeah. Dateline Arkansas. A guy in Arkansas tried to use a stolen credit card at a restaurant yesterday, but the waitress realized that the card was stolen. You know why?
Why?
It was hers.
Okay.
What are the chances?
Lesson number one, know who you're stealing from, dope.
Here's the deal. He had stolen her purse from her car two days earlier, and the idiot walks in. He stole her purse. The cops found out he had her Social Security number and driver's license, jeez, which, last time I checked, probably had her picture on it.
Oh.
So he probably could have gone, oh, wait a minute, this is the chick I stole from. Flora Lunsford, who works at the Shannon's restaurant in Pine Bluff, was ready to run the bill for Shannon West as for his meal on Wednesday, and she said, wait a minute, that's my name on this card. She called the police, recovered her driver's license, Social Security card, along with the card that had been lifted while she was at a gas station just down the road. How about this, Brainiac? When you lift someone's credit card, don't go to the restaurant just down the street.
I know.
Anyway.
Do what I do. Order stuff online. I mean, nothing. I didn't say that on the
that's
air.
That's how you do it, yeah, Dave. Dateline Russia for story number three. Oh, this is a beauty. Burger King in Russia,
yeah,
has had to apologize for a marketing campaign in Russia where women could win free Whoppers for life,
yeah,
if they get impregnated by a soccer star during the World Cup. I'm not making this up.
They don't exactly have the same kind of women's movement over in Russia
that
they do in America, do they?
I guess there's no Me Too in Russia. I don't know.
Holy mackerel. What?
They had a marketing campaign in Russia where women could win free Whoppers for life if only they got knocked up by one of these World Cup soccer stars in the nation. And the original post was put on the social media site VK on Tuesday. A lifetime supply of Whoppers and 3 million Russian rubles.
I'll tell you what.
If they get knocked up by a soccer star. It doesn't have to be a Russian soccer star. Any soccer star will do.
A lifetime supply of Whoppers? I'm considering getting knocked up by a World Cup star. I'm not going to lie to you.
And the 3 million rubles. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but isn't that like $12? Didn't we figure out the Russian to American currency recently?
Yes, the ruble is running pretty low right now. 3 million rubles is 47 grand.
Oh, all right. That's
I
bad.
Quote the Post, for these girls, it will be possible to get the best football genes and will lay down the success of the Russian national team on several, yes, generations ahead. So, see, This is future planning for the greatness of the Russian Federation soccer team.
It's disgusting is what it is.
The post was deleted after the company acknowledged that it was in poor taste.
In Russia, it's not Burger King. It's Burger Czar. Now get pregnant by Cristiano Ronaldo.
Drop your panties right now.
Is Pele still alive? Is he still shooting good?
They douse their fries in vodka. I've seen it.
It's ridiculous.
If you get knocked up by a Russian soccer star.
Bring Mr. David Beckham over to Russia. We have many ladies who'd like to meet him.
That is today's No Sweat News.
Yep. Oh, boy.
I didn't make it up.
Okay, Russia.
We'll see you tomorrow for the No Sweat News quiz. Metallica tickets are up for grabs. You know what to do.